So what will your company look like in 10 years' time? You double the your life, as it were, and look back then.
I think we'll be in the top 40, Alec. I think we'll be a 70 billion rand company. I think that our staff count will be somewhere closer to where it is now than double the staff. And we've got 250 staff. So I think we'll be able to do this without doubling our staff base. And AI will be the accelerant in being able to get less staff to do more.
That's Charles Savage. He's the chief executive and founder of a company called Purple Capital, but better known to us through its trading operation, Easy Equities. Purple owns 70% of Easy Equities. The other 30% is owned by Sanlam. It's been an extraordinary story. Charles and his team, from virtually nothing, 2 million rands worth of seed capital 11 years ago, today have a business that's worth 4.5 billion rand. But that is only the beginning of the story when you listen to him. He's got huge ambitions. And as you'll hear from the conversation I had with him earlier today, he hasn't stopped yet. So congrats on that. You've broken through the million mark for the first time in active investors. Is that a big deal for you guys?
It's massive. I mean, it took us 10 years, or just over 10 years to get there. And it's all too easy to not celebrate these milestones. But a million customers is a big number in anybody's, you know, rhetoric. And so, yeah, I'm very proud of what we've achieved. It's funny. When you get to a million, you're already focusing, the goals just get bigger and you're already focusing on the next milestone. And I guess, you know, 2 million will be insignificant. So we've set our sights on 10. But the impact that we're seeing, that we've had, that our customers are having on their own financial lives in the last decade, if we compound that out to more South Africans over the next decades, then, you know, fundamentally the dream we had 11 years ago, which was to fundamentally change the financial fabric of this country, is coming true. But we're still only in the first, or just outside of our first decade. We're so young, so little, so small, but so much growth and opportunity ahead of us. But a million customers is a very significant milestone on the journey towards achieving all of our goals and ambitions.
And it's a hugely ambitious strategy, or a target that you set yourselves to democratize investing in South Africa. And I guess 10 years ago, there would have been many naysayers. Today, not so much. So now you've brought another hugely ambitious target to be one of South Africa's top 40 companies. Again, 10 years ago, people would have laughed at you. Today, maybe not so much. So what kind of compounded growth do you need to actually get to that ambition within a reasonable period of time?
So when the Purple Group's roughly 3 billion of value. And when you unpack the fact that Sanlam owns 30%, you can add another 1.5 billion. Let's round the numbers up. Let's just say that we're a 5 billion rand company for now. You know, the smallest cap in the top 40, 70 billion. And so we need to be, you know, 12 to 14 times our current size. And, you know, what's the best predictor of whether we can do that or not? Well, history is the best predictor of what you can achieve. And, you know, over the last 11 years, we took a 2 million rand startup. That was our investment, initial investment in Easy Equities. And we created a 5 billion rand outcome in 11 years. And so that's a lot more than 15x in terms of what we achieved in the last decade. And so I don't believe the top 40 ambitions are that ambitious. I think it's the rails that we are currently on. It's the track we've laid down. It's the flywheel that we've created will take us there. If we just continue to execute with responsibility, we'll get there. And so the top 40, as lofty as it sounds, and as unrealistic as it would have sounded if I'd said it 10 years ago, if we didn't say that today, then I think they should look for another CEO or another team to run this company, because fundamentally, that is our opportunity. And if you think about what we had to achieve with very little 11 years ago, we had no income statement, no balance sheet, no brand, no customers, no partners, and we achieved multiples of 15x. And then you look at what we've got today, 250 staff globally, you know, all around the world, servicing our customers 24 hours a day. We operate across the world's markets. We have partners, the financial giants of South Africa and Capitec and Discovery, Telkom as well. And we have a million customers. 150,000 of them are shareholders. And if I like to refer to them as warriors, they're out there selling the brand and converting customers. And so we've got, you know, 11 years ago, we had 5 people. And today we've got hundreds of thousands of them. And so, you know, it is our opportunity and our responsibility. And it should be nothing in our way in achieving that in the next decade.
Cody from Paul has sold multiple vehicles to We Buy Cars. Suspicious?
I think so.
Is that a crime?
No. Where are you getting the cars?
I buy them and I sell them at the spot like a normal person.
Okay.
No, man, I'm just an accounting student. I know a good deal when I see one.
That's Excel. Meant. What's more stressful, tax season or selling a car at We Buy Cars?
Tax season, obviously.
We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
It's been quite a privilege doing the work that I do over the last 40 odd years, watching companies, medium-sized companies like Easy Equities, kicking on to become giants or dominance in their field. Now, not many have done it. I can think of Investec being one, Dimension Data. I remember that story from an early age, Capitec from a little start, but there haven't really been that many. You need an X factor. You need a special ingredient. And what is it that is going to make Easy Equities the company that repeats that kind of achievement? Well, I asked Savage about this, and he came up with some very interesting insights into how they are different.
And look, the temptation is, as you grow, obviously you corporatize. And in fact, internally, that temptation is strong. You know, the bigger you get, the more your shareholders and the board want to protect what you've built. And so the risk profile of the company shifts to being something that is retaining the magic rather than trying to create new magic in the business. But I think the key is to recognize how early we are and how far out and how big the opportunity is ahead of us. You know, when we look around, they're financial giants all around us. And if we want to be a financial giant for ourselves, then we have to behave like startup every single day. We have to retain the ability to dream big, think big, act fast, break things, fail fast, and, you know, and move on. And that's my DNA. That's how I'm built. That's what I get out of bed to do. And so, so long as I'm CEO, we're going to retain that startup magic, that dream big, act boldly, and break things fast and move on. And so, yeah, I don't see that changing for a long time, not certainly until we hit our ambitions of being a top 40 company.
Do you ever get people saying to you, but you keep changing your mind? Can't you just stick to one thing?
You know, Alec, I love it. I love the question because it traditionally comes from people who never built anything. Because if you think about entrepreneurship, it's a 1 in 10 game. And so if you have 10 good ideas, one has got a good chance of scaling. That's kind of the maths. And so if I had a crystal ball in the future, I'd just back the one things I knew would work. But in order to succeed, you've got to keep trying. You've got to keep putting new things on the table for your customers and the hope that one of those scale. And if you look at our history, our 11 years, we've scaled 3 businesses. This income statement shows 3 businesses that are really scaled, that are making a contribution to the group: Easy Crypto, Easy Retire Rise, and Easy Equities. And we've built roughly 10 products. So our success rate is 30%. And so our responsibility is to make sure, let's go and build the next 10, and in the hope that we get better at executing. So maybe this time we get 4 right or 5 right. But the bottom line is, you as an entrepreneur, as a startup, you can't back one idea with, you know, one execution stream. You have to be constantly looking for new avenues for growth, new products, new services, in the hope that you get 2 or 3 right.
That is just an incredible little bit of insight there from one of the country's top entrepreneurs. But I couldn't let him go without asking about artificial intelligence and indeed how such a forward-thinking and tech-savvy company like Easy Equities was using AI.
So, you know, some tangible numbers: 60% of our code is now written by AI, and we haven't got rid of any developers. So it just means we're 60% more efficient, which means we can build products faster, smarter, cheaper. We had our customers were served by 140,000 customers were served in the last 12 months by an AI agent. You know, that's taken a lot of weight or load off our own customers. Internally, we ran a competition to see what savings could we make. And in total, we generated 10 million rand of savings using AI to do things that we used outsourced suppliers to do in the past. And so they're little impact points, but it's our first year as a business of using AI. For our customers, we've launched AI baskets, which I can't remember the exact number, but I think we've created 80,000 AI baskets for our customers, which essentially is you have a conversation with an AI, and it helps you construct a portfolio in places that you don't understand across the globe. And so AI, I think AI is going to become the operating system of investments, which fundamentally means as a business over the next decade, we have to be AI inside. It has to be Intel for us. And so we are spending heavily on resourcing our staff, educating them and understanding the landscape. And the hard part about it is how quickly it's shifting. What you learn today is almost gone tomorrow. But the future of investing is going to be one on an AI operating system. There's no doubt about that. And so AI is going to become a very big part of what we do. Today, maybe 5% of what we do. Next year, it'll be 10%, and so it will go. At some point, it'll be almost 50, 60% of what we do.
Mm. Well, some useful insights there, I think, are applicable across all sectors of the business spectrum. You can get that full interview on what we call the director's cut on biznews.com/briefing. We'll be back again on Monday. Until then, cheerio.